Even before today's revelations, the president was hurting on the credibility and competency fronts. A new Washington Post poll putting his job approval at 38%, 60% of those polled disapproving, 47% strongly disapproving of the way he's handled the presidency, double the number who strongly approve. Time to bring in MSNBC's David Schuster in Washington. David, good evening to you.
Good evening, Keith.
These poll numbers, they're pretty self-explanatory on the surface, but this little semantical dance today about declassifying the national intelligence estimate that he at best should have known was full of false information, is that expected to impact those poll numbers, those specific areas of the president's reputation?
Well, it could impact them and it could bring them down, Keith, to the extent that the American people see this as a further bolstering in the narrative they already have of this administration, and that is the idea that this is an administration that cherry-picks intelligence and plays by its own rules. We saw that in the case for war before the Iraq War began. You saw that again 3 years ago in how they treated the previous guest, Joe Wilson, and tried to attack administration critics. And you're even seeing that today in the very speech that we're showing now the president. His description of what is happening in Iraq is at odds with what his own military commanders are saying there on the ground.
Even Republicans have been asking for full disclosure by the administration on this topic. Senator Spector saying yesterday that the president and the vice president owe a specific explanation about what they did to the American people. Is the president's admission about the declassification of the NIE going to be enough to cover the Republican response to this?
No, because even the Republicans are pointing out that the Bush administration in this case did not follow its own procedures. The idea that the only people who knew about this declassification, the president, the vice president, Scooter Libby, that doesn't follow procedures. A number of Republicans want to know how come former CIA director George Tenet was kept in the dark. Furthermore, there are a lot of questions that even Republicans suggest go right to the heart of the president's credibility crisis, and that is they're asking for the president to explain why did he make those statements 3 years ago saying that he did not know of anybody in his administration who had leaked classified or sensitive information. That's the problem many Republicans are having.
Over the weekend, and this is the devil's advocate question here, the Associated Press was citing an unidentified lawyer apparently knowledgeable about the case saying that the president did not specifically authorize Mr. Libby to share that declassified information from the NIE. We've got another anonymous source in this, somebody leaking information about a leak investigation, information that's favorable to the president. Given how utterly wrong the leak from Mr. Libby, who was then identified as a former Hill staffer, turned out to be, can anyone reasonably trust anonymous sources at this point, or should we just assume all of them have an agenda and their own versions of truth?
Well, I would think the latter. In fact, in this particular case, the source that is talking to the AP wasn't reasonable at all, because it doesn't make any sense that somebody, the president, would not want this information to get in the hands of the public or the media, but would say, well, go ahead and declassify it. Declassifying it does exactly that, so there's a contradiction. But the other thing to focus on, Keith, and that is the next shoe to drop that many people here in this town believe is the whole idea of most of the conversation that Judy Miller remembers of her meeting with Scooter Libby on July 8th that was prompted by the vice president saying, yes, you've got the authority to talk to Judy Miller from the president. Most of the conversation she remembers was not about the national intelligence estimate, but was about Valerie Plame, about her identity, where she worked at the CIA. And furthermore, leading up to that meeting in June, the vice president and Scooter Libby had discussed where Valerie Plame worked at the CIA. So a lot of people in Washington are buzzing about the idea of exactly what was the vice president's role, what kind of instructions did he give to Scooter Libby as far as what to focus on in this meeting, and secondly, did the vice president at any point in his conversations with the president make some sort of mention of this other information, not the NIE, but Valerie Plame's status at the CIA? Did the president and vice president talk about that?
Yeah, that's the one small gap left in the timeline that has not been thoroughly mapped from everything from information to a global positioning satellite read, that leap from the NIE to Plame. We'll see how that one turns out. MSNBC's David Schuster, great thanks tonight.
Thanks, Keith. And